Just a ricochet effect. Ricochet effect, like ricochet effect. Yeah. We having conversation with no moderation. Love to the communities, the ricochet effect. Having conversation with no moderation. Love to the communities, the ricochet effect. Having conversation with no moderation.
Hi, this is Renee Cobb, and
I'm Dr. Obini El Amin, and we are with the Ricochet Effect.
Awesome. We are here at WUKY tonight for Women of Distinction, and I am so honored and proud to have my friend, and I will say fellow classmate from UK when the, I don't want to say the date, Dawn.
Yeah.
Early 80s.
Remember it anyway.
And I had a friend that cheered with you, and I've told you this story, but I was a frequent presence. I always like to come and watch cheerleading practice. And I was either at marching band practice or cheerleading practice, doing absolutely nothing but just taking it all in. And I just really want to thank you for that time as well, because it's such a great memory for me, and I continue to tell that story.
Well, that's awesome.
Dawn is also the subject of a documentary film that we've been making here at UK as well with the Oral History Library. So I'm so glad to see you here tonight.
Wow, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about the trajectory of your career, and you also have some exciting news that you've just shared this week.
Yes, exactly. Well, I mean, you know, I've been on that whole cheer dance thing all my life. Did all of that through college, after coached, and, you know, have just enjoyed everything. I couldn't even, you know, call any of that like a job or whatever, because it's just been such a great thing to be able to be around so many different people and to become, you know, family members with everyone. So I've been doing that for quite some time, right out of probably when I was 16 is when I started. And, you know, did every level, every age of coaching. And I just last week officially retired from coaching dance at the University of Kentucky. So bittersweet.
Yes. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
And thank you for your service.
Thank you.
You impacted a lot of young females' lives. And for some females, and actually most, it's just the spirit of community. We can say it's all about competition, but it's really not.
It's not
about collaboration, and also not about what I call pie slicing, but making the pie bigger, right?
Yes,
so
absolutely.
When we're at our best, we up everybody else's game. And I know that that's a philosophy that you've ingrained. Let me just kind of ask you, can you share, this is probably really hard, but I think I know the answer. Can you share a memorable achievement or experience that you've had, not necessarily as your time as a dance cat, but just over the trajectory of your life?
Oh my gosh. Wow. I've been blessed to have so many. I mean, and they've been on all different levels, whether it was personal level, as far as if I want to stay in that whole realm of cheer and dancing, you know, the very first year that we won nationals at UK. That was huge. The very first time that my all-star gym with my little 6, 7, 8, 9-year-olds and a little bit older won their first of 5 national titles when I was coaching them for my gym. That was absolutely fantastic. National championship with my Wildcat dancers in 1995. That was really special because so many of those kids, you know, they were college kids as well, and you know, they had never been through anything like that. So around that time, you know, yes, did I still love, you know, as a competitive coach to win a national title, but not for me. Everything really changed, you know, after that, probably the first one or two different national titles. You know, then it was just so awesome to have kids that did it for them. And I think that's the only, you know, that's probably just one sad thing that I have for my kids here. You know, we were so close in 2017. We've been close and back and forth. And, you know, it just, everything's subjective when you get into competition and things. So that is just something that I wish for them that they could have had. But I've just had, I mean, just been blessed with so many that I honestly, it's hard to pick one. Yeah, it's hard to pick one. It's hard to pick one.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here tonight. Let me ask you, who are you looking forward to seeing tonight? And what are you looking most forward to?
You know what? Just everyone in there. You know, it's just a neat thing. You know, and of course, I was excited to see you. And you look fabulous.
Too. Thank you.
It's going to just be a neat thing. You know, anytime that you get to see other people that are being recognized for an honor and thing, it's always just, you know, a great opportunity to just not even just meet them but to be in there with them at the same thing. So I'm just looking forward to tonight all together.
What does it mean for you to be here this evening?
Oh, wow. I'm honored. Anytime that you're recognized for anything, it's just, you know, a huge honor and very humbled. It's things like this that, you know, you don't necessarily set out to do things and to try to go, hey, I'm going to achieve this and I want to get picked for this and whatever. So anytime that things, you know, come about and you are recognized for touching other people's lives, for helping, for anything on that, it's a very humbling and honorable experience. So, you know, I just feel, I think it's awesome. And again, just humbled.
Oh, that's wonderful. I know Dr. Elamine is here, and you'll want to meet her and say hi, but she has a really wonderful story about you, and she's a fellow Bryan Station middle school, and she has told me that she was in one of your cheer camps before.
Oh, gosh.
And so cheerleading is like all she is.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
loves cheerleading.
Awesome.
She's also got 5 PhDs. So
wow.
Cheerleading led to a lot of great things for her.
Yes,
but I know she's really excited to see you as well.
Thank you. Well, it'll be great.
Thank you for being with us
here
tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you.
It's the Ricochet Effect. Ricochet Effect.
We've come to the close of another amazing podcast. I'd like to thank our listeners. I'd like to thank our guest. And as we say here at WUKY, we can't do it without our community. And just keep in mind that DEIB is the DNA of humanity.